Red Deer house prices are climbing as buyers find their choices are limited. The total average residential price increased to $385,541 last month, 10.2% higher than a year ago, according to Alberta Real Estate Association, area, statistics. Semi-detached homes are soaring in value, up 21.7% to $361,050 year-over-year. Detached homes are up 10.6% to $472,095 and row houses are up 4.8% to $239,048. The average apartment price is up 13.9% to $214,437. In its market trend summary, AREA attributes rising prices to continued tight market conditions. Last month, there were 219 new listings and 196 sales. That indicates that desirable properties are moving as fast as they become available, which has led to 1.44 months of housing supply, down 16% from the same time last year. Central Alberta Realtors Association Chair Alan Melbourne agreed that the classic supply-demand forces are behind rising prices. The lack of inventory is definitely driving up prices. Melbourne believes falling interest rates may be convincing some that a house once considered too expensive will become more affordable and the owners are holding on to them. On the demand side, area buyers are competing with newcomers from other provinces and Albertans from Edmonton, and especially Calgary, who are taking advantage of the growing popularity of working remotely from home. Overall, despite the supply shortage, residential sales of all kinds were up 2% with 1,351 sales through 8 months. Apartment sales were up the most 16% on 191 sales. Detached sales were up 3% to 829 sales and semi-detached sales were up 2% on 137 sales. Row house sales are down 13% to 194 sales. Comparing August's, residential sales were up 4%, with 196 sales, over August 2023. Detached sales were up 4% to 117 and the 35 apartment sales, represents a 52% increase over the same month a year ago. 19 semi-detached homes sold, down 14%, and 25 row houses changed hands, a 19% drop. Melbourne said August house sales were higher than July, which is really unusual. Typically, those looking for a new home want to get it done and be in before school starts. Falling interest rates may be a factor here too. Some may have been waiting to see where mortgage rates ended up before taking the plunge on a new house and mortgage.